Tomorrow is when all I need. Lose my destiny. Right? Oh, you're my best friend. The world we must defeat.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Dragon Guide. Welcome back to a brand new video, and this is part 7 of What If Ash Fully Evolved All His Pokemon. Now, let's start with the video. Ash and gang, as soon as they arrive in Puerto Vista, decide to have fun, which, like the cannon, leads to Ash crashing the boat of a person known as Mo. And now Ash and gang have to pay for the damages by working for Mo. Whereas Team Rocket takes up a job at Brutale's restaurant to pay for the repair of their own submarine. And we also get to know Mo and Brutella are restaurant rivals starting of a competition. Like the cannon, Brutella later arrives to ask Mo to pay off his debts, only for Mo to be sad and tell Ash and friends that he had dreamed to take a world cruise on his boat, which now won't be possible due to the debts. Later, Ash tells him not to give up on his dream and encourages him to be positive. Like the cannon, our heroes encounter Professor Oak and Delia and learn about the Beach Beauty and Pokemon costume contest, which takes place. Seeing Misty, Team Rocket and Gary as contestants. Yes, Gary. Meanwhile, Brutella asks Team Rocket to destroy Mo's restaurant, as meanwhile, Ash challenges Gary to a battle, which Gary turns down, insulting Ash in the process. Team Rocket then launch a missile at Mo's restaurant as per Brutella's plans, which Ash, with the help of his Charmander, reflects back at Team Rocket, defeating them and the missile ending up destroying Brutella's restaurant instead of Mo's. Now, unlike the cannon, Gary notices Ash's quick thinking and his coordination with his Pokemon, and intrigued by those two things, agrees to a 2-on-2 battle, which Ash also accepts. Gary sends out Wartortle to start with, and Ash decides to send out his Squirtle, which shocks everyone, but Ash explains his choice stemming out from the fact that he will show Gary how good a trainer he is by defeating him with an unevolved Pokemon, just like he did with Lieutenant Surge. Gary laughs, claiming Ash is getting ahead of himself, and orders Wartortle to use a water gun, as Ash asks Squirtle to use a water gun too, only for Ash's Squirtle to be overpowered, leaving Ash shocked. Gary then calls for a bite, which is another direct hit. Ash, taken back, asks Squirtle to go with a rapid spin, only for Gary to call for a Wartortle to dodge and follow it up with seismic toss that sends Squirtle crashing down and leaving it super weak. Ash then asks Squirtle to get a hold of itself and tells it that he believes in him completely and calls for a tackle, only for Gary to try and finish it off with a bubble, which is a direct hit, knocking Squirtle out. Ash picks up Squirtle in his arms, saying sorry for letting him down, and places it by Pikachu. Squirtle lays there with a grim look on his face, very upset. Gary then switches Wartortle for Nidorino. Ash, seeing it as a poison type in its Pokédex entry, calls for his own poison type, Beedrill. Gary starts this round by calling for a horn attack, as Ash asks Beedrill to counter with a fury attack as both the Pokemon clash. Gary then calls for a takedown, which does land and is a direct hit, but also does recoil damage to Nidorino. Ash is feeling the pressure and then it hits him. Last time when Beedrill took a lot of damage, it activated its swarm ability and decides to place all his bets on that ability of Beedrill. Ash asks Beedrill to take in all the attacks knowingly, which shocks everyone, including Beedrill and Gary. Gary, hearing this, decides to show Ash how wrong he really is and calls for repetitive horn attacks, and Beedrill, taking a lot of damage, finally activating its ability, surprising Gary. Ash then calls for a Fury Cutter, which lands and is a critical hit. Ash then calls for another Fury Cutter as Gary calls for a takedown to finish it off. Both the moves clash and Nidorino takes a significant amount of damage, only for Beedrill to faint due to all the damage it had taken earlier in the battle. Disappointed and lost, Ash thanks Beedrill with an upset face and returns it to the Pokeball without even considering how the Pokemon must have felt. Gary, as the battle ends, calls Ash to be nothing but a fool who can do nothing but lose, and does warn him to use his Beedrill more carefully and efficiently. With Ash upset from the loss, he still tells Gary that he will defeat him someday and won't give up on his dream this soon. This statement touches the heart of Mo, who comes up to Ash thanking him for the amazing battle which had attracted so many customers, and also for not letting Mo give up on his dreams. He tells Ash that the battle had attracted so many customers and that the payments from these customers will now allow him to fulfill his dream. Mo tells Ash and his friends like the cannon that he will soon leave for the cruise, but before that he would like to thank Ash and hands him a Pokemon egg as a thanks for not only saving his dream but also saving his restaurant. He says that he had decided to give the egg as a prize for the beauty contest, but he deemed no one more suitable than Ash to take care of it now that the contest never officially had ended. Surprised, curious and happy, Ash with his new acquired egg heads off to Hudbuport, but with the loss to Gary still on his mind. Ash and gang, even though 2 weeks later as compared to the original canon, arrive at Hudbuport only for the town people trying to catch the Tentacruel and Tentacool for the $1 million announced by Nastina, who plans to build a hotel on the ocean, which is facing extreme resistance from the local Tentacruel and Tentacools. Misty tries to reason with Nastina using her love for water Pokemon as a reasoning, only to fail. Then our heroes find an injured Horsey that Brock picks up and nurses the wounds of. Horsey, as it gets better, bonds with Pikachu and plays with it. Team Rocket takes on the task for the $1 million reward only to anger and cause a Tentacool to evolve into a giant Tentacruel. The Tentacools, now with the giant Tentacruel by their side, flood the place, explaining that they are doing what the humans did to their home, the ocean, only for our heroes to send out Squirtle. Starmie and Brock allows Horsey to fight because it wants to save the town too, as the last man standing between Tentacruel and the town. Tentacruel makes easy work of Starmie and Horsey, only taking minor damage, but Squirtle, still clouded from the loss to water, loses focus, only to be swatted away as Ash comes between it and the building to prevent any damage to Squirtle. Ash, although weak, manages to get up and commands Squirtle to shake the doubt off its head as Ash believes in him and asks it to use rapid spin from different directions as one manages to hit the Tentacruel's eyes. Ash then notices a Tentacool that is going to attack Squirtle from behind and gets in its way, which makes Squirtle worry. As a Tentacool is pushed away by Squirtle's water gun and Squirtle is worried about Ash, the Tentacruel goes in for crushing Squirtle under its giant tentacle, only for Ash to call out Squirtle's name. Squirtle, struggling to do anything, remembers how Gary's water turtle had overpowered it the same way and starts to lose footing and confidence more and more. And then he hears Ash calling for it. Hearing Ash's need for it and to protect Ash, as Ash had protected him earlier in the story, Squirtle starts to glow in response of its need to get stronger and to protect Ash, and evolves into a war turtle and pushes back the tentacle with a powerful water gun, stronger than when it was a Squirtle, and pushes back Tentacruel, shocking it to see Pokemon having such a strong connection with humans that they are fighting for them. War Turtle runs to Ash, meanwhile Misty goes to the roof only to talk to Tentacruel, and just like the cannon, convinces the Tentacruel to stop its rampage. Seeing Misty's plea, War Turtle's bond with Ash, Brock taking care of Horsey, the Tentacruel and Tentacools agree to go back to the ocean, thinking humans are still someone good. After all is said and done, the newly evolved War Turtle hugs Ash and helps him get up as Ash smiles at it and hugs him too, thanking him for saving everyone. The injured Tentacool left behind heard Misty and her love for water and the oceans. Misty also gives it medicine and helps it get better, but the Pokemon, instead of going back to the sea, decides to stay with Misty. Horsey, meanwhile, grows very attached to Brock and joins his team too. So with the adventure of the Hudbuport over, Ash and War Turtle with Horsey and Tentacool as new friends leave for the mainland in a boat. Ash and friends arrive later than the original timeline and thus miss the summer annual festival at Maiden's Peak. So our heroes only end up staying at Maiden's Peak for a night, where Ash takes care of the Pokemon egg he had received from Mo. And during the night, instead of sleeping, he goes to sit outside and evaluate his loss to Gary and Gary's words. He calls out War Turtle and Beedrill and apologizes to them and promises to do better by them and hugs them both. He apologizes more to Beedrill for his carelessness and asks him to trust him again. The three end up talking all night, only for Ash to fall asleep first, with both the Pokemon sleeping by Ash. Misty wakes him up in the morning as Ash, before leaving for the next town, calls out all his Pokemon to introduce them to the Pokemon egg and how they will all have to take care of it like a baby. Ash and his friends leave for the next destination. Since Ash does not have Butterfree on his team and our heroes are late by 2 weeks, the events of the episode Bye Bye Butterfree take place differently to the canon. Ash decides to make one final stop before Saffron City to prepare for his gym battles. Challenges Brock and Misty to individual battles to test out their new Pokemon. Ash is able to defeat Horsea and Tentacool with War Turtle, only for Team Rocket to come in and try and steal the egg from Ash as well as Pikachu. They're also able to capture the three water type Pokemon too. Ash calls for Pidgeotto and Brock calls for Zubat, which helps them track Team Rocket, and Ash with the help of Bulbasaur and Brock's Onix are able to save everyone. This is when we see Bulbasaur develop a strong attachment to the egg. Bulbasaur keeps it safe and warm with Vine Whips, reminding Ash of how it was in the Hidden Village. Then the three water Pokemon with combined water guns blast Team Rocket off. With adventures for the day done, Pokemon and the trainers rest as Ash sleeps surrounded by all his Pokemon and holding the egg close to him. On their way to Saffron City, Ash and Gang encounter a young girl who disappears on them. Ash and Gang, like the canon, reach Saffron City at last as Ash is excited for his latest gym encounter. They encounter Team Rocket, who try and steal Pikachu, only for Pikachu to be saved by the mysterious little girl again, and Ash and friends only end up getting teleported to the Saffron gym, where they meet a guy who says that they should go back. Only for Ash to challenge the gym as Sabrina comes out instead of listening to the person. Ash sends out Pikachu as Sabrina sends out Abra, who is asleep. Ash calls for an attack, only for Abra to teleport behind Pikachu and then evolve into a Kadabra mid-battle. Pikachu ends up getting defeated by Kadabra after Kadabra had made it a joke by using its psychic abilities as Ash forfeits the battle. Like the canon, the gang gets teleported to the dollhouse only to be saved by the man they had run into earlier. They reappear in Saffron City and the man asks them to leave with Ash saying no, and then uses his telekinesis to drop Ash's pants and make him dance. Ash, though, still wants to win the battle. His determination is too high and causes the man to tell him for the ghost type Pokemon living in the Lavender Town, making Ash and gang head to Lavender Town to find these ghost Pokemon. So guys, that is for part 7 of What If Ash fully evolved all his Pokemon. Squirtle evolved into a War Turtle, and Brock has a Horsea, Misty has a Tentacool, and it's looking really nice for Ash, who is now heading to Lavender Town to find these ghost Pokemon. Now, with the video done, I really, really wanted to thank you guys for helping me achieve 1000 subscribers. It was always a dream of mine since I was a young kid that this channel of mine will get to 1000 subscribers, and we have. And now, we just gotta get better and better. I'll keep doing my best for you guys. I'll just keep doing my best, giving you the best content I can. And all I expect you guys is to keep this beautiful and amazing support that you guys are giving me in the comment section continued. I enjoy replying to each comment that you guys make and drop. And keep liking the videos, keep subscribing to the channel. Our next goal is 10,000 subscribers. And I believe that we will get there in the right time. And our 1,000 subscriber special video will be coming out soon. So wait and have your eyes out on that for the channel. And that's it for this video. Peace out.